Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-0 victory away against Motherwell today. Despite what I put out on the tweet, I'm managing to get the reaction pod done before I go to see Santa. I was allowed to do that. So we'll get cracking into obviously what was a fantastic win today. Obviously, I'll get into the controversial and anger-inducing refereeing performance as I go through this, but it was a great performance from the team today. No changes from the team against Young Boys. Quite surprising. A lot of the players were blown out their arse at the end of that game. We thought they might have freshened it up, at least a few players, but no, it kept the same team. And maybe that's a key, is consistency. We need to try and keep in the team sometimes. And these players know they've got a big run in December and they're willing to give it, and certainly they gave it today. First half, really, we were in complete control, bar maybe one chance, I think, in the 10th minute, where our wee bit of hesitancy between Goldson and McGregor allowed Motherwell a wee chance there, but fortunately we had enough defenders back to block any shots and crosses that came in. But we were by far the better team. Scrappy at points, absolutely, but again, it's another game where a number of good saves by the opposition keeper. All the shots, I think, came from Morelos as well. Great chances and great saves. A couple of quick breaks by Motherwell, as I said, and the only one that really troubled was that one. Lack of cutting edge, though, with us, and that seems to be a feature of the second part of the season so far. You've obviously got to factor in their keeper was having another great game, but we needed a wee bit more and just push, because obviously he was under the cosh there for a lot of the time. We needed to keep pressing, but, you know, fortunately we did get the goal on the 26th minute with Katic scoring. We had a corner in from the right into the centre. Katic under pressure, and he was actually going backwards. He gets a great head to the ball and fired it right into the back of the net. Outstanding header from Katic there. And that's how we largely played out the rest of the half, just all us. Motherwell never really threatened. Now, several controversial decisions in the game. Motherwell, they're known as hammer throwers. That's their game. They're very physical. Now, we don't mind physical, but Motherwell are just dirty. And they've got nothing else to their game apart from their dirtiness in that respect. On the 5th minute, Aribo was clearly stamped on. Nothing given. Morelos in the 42nd minute, clearly brought down in the box when we had a corner. He was looking at the ball the whole time. The defender clearly barged him right out the path of the ball when he was about to header it. Nothing given. Just absolutely ludicrous refereeing and linesman decisions. Once again, should have been a penalty. 2 minutes later, an absolute abysmal challenge on Morelos. Studs up showing, player given the yellow card. It was a red card every single day of the week. Andy Walker on the commentary, we all know what he's like. He was at pains to say that it was definitely not a red card, because he said that a few times, and he says the player went in with the side of his foot. No, he never. I don't know what match Andy Walker was seeing through his green tinted glasses, but it certainly wasn't that. It was a red card every day of the week, and the player walked away with a yellow. Absolutely abysmal decision from the referee there. And apparently after that there was a wee bit of a stramash and going into the tunnel at half time. I think Morelos got involved, Motherwell players got involved, Jack got involved. I never seen it at the time, but apparently coming out of the tunnel at the start of the second half, Jack and a Motherwell player were given yellow cards. So going into the second half, we kept up the pressure. Again, we were the only team really in it. I don't think Motherwell really had a chance apart from one world-class save from McGregor on the 63rd minute. It was a long throw-in by Motherwell. The ball bounced into the box, headed backwards by Goldson for some reason. It was going straight to the back post where the Motherwell player got a header to it, and from point-blank range, I mean, it was less than a couple of feet away, he headers the ball and McGregor pulls off just an absolute wonder save. The ball wasn't going slow, it wasn't going, you know, Van Hooijdonk pace or anything like that, but there was certainly no time to react for any normal human, but McGregor somehow reacts and manages to tip it onto the post and out for the corner. The sun was in his eyes the whole time as well. Just there is nothing that McGregor can't do in terms of shot stopping. He's just incredible. But we largely played the rest of the half the same. Not too many clear-cut chances. But then on the 68th minute, we went 2-0 up with Morelos scoring. The ball was played in from the back through the centre, then out wide to Aribo on the right. He crosses it in. Morelos picked up the ball in the box, turns, and while he was under pressure, hits a shot into the back of the net. Had a bit of a deflection, but we'll take that every single day of the week. brilliant. Game was more or less over at that point, and then all of a sudden Morelos gets his second yellow card and a red card. Now, he had picked up a yellow card early in the second half, I think it was, and I don't think the actual foul wasn't a yellow card offence. It was, he had a number of fouls, some of which weren't even fouls, by the way. It was just his reputation going before him. But this one, this yellow card, was for giving a wee gesture with his ears to the Motherwell fans and then giving the whole get it up you thing. Now, we've seen Morelos celebrate time and time again, and he generally does that to our own fans as well. So I dare say a Colombian who can speak very little English knows exactly what the get it up you sign might be, but maybe that's me not giving Morelos enough credit there. But you tell me any other times that players have been sent off or given a second yellow card for making a gesture. Very far and few between. It seems to be a very selective thing. Now, I know Clyde apparently said that a Brechin player was given a straight red card for doing the more or less the same thing yesterday, but that's even worse because it's a straight red card. It's not a red card offence. Time and time again, opposition players, when they score, they celebrate in front of the opposition fans. And they make gestures, and they give the cheer sign, they do this, that and the other, and not one thing has been said or done about it. At the end of an Old Firm game last year, Scott Brown done the get it up you sign, the exact same gesture what Morelos apparently has done here to the Rangers fans. The compliance officer, in a, oh, we better do something about this type of thing, cited him for it, yet the panel seen there was no further action to be taken. So you tell me that Rangers are not refereed to a different standard. I'm sorry, Rangers, but it's time now to go absolutely nuclear on this when it comes to refereeing and the way we refereed in games. I don't want any of this dignified silence. I don't want any of this, we'll deal through back channels, we're dealing with it at the SFA or the SPFL. It's not good enough anymore. We're getting refereed to a completely different standard. So back into the game. Ultimately, Motherwell done nothing with the man advantage there. We made a few changes. Barisic had a good free kick right at the death of the game, which the keeper managed to pull off a great save and tipped it onto the post. But we saw the game out 2-0, and overall, what could have been a very difficult game for us was relatively comfortable in the end of the day. So it's great to see. We'll see what Celtic do today, see if we'll claw back any points. But we've got another game coming up now on Friday night against Hibs away, so that'll be, they're starting to play a wee bit better now, they're on the rise, so could be a difficult game. But Dave and I will be back. We're recording on Tuesday evening, so it'll be out either early hours of Wednesday morning or Wednesday evening. So have a good rest of your Sunday, thanks for listening, and goodbye.